Hello and welcome back to Gamesters RPG Podcast. Tonight we're going to be doing something a little different than we normally do. We're going to be playing some Dungeons & Dragons.
Woo!
Oh yeah!
Say what?
Well, it's not far off from what we do. We start a game, don't finish it, and jump to a next. So it's kind of...
I've actually been criticized for my games because they're only 4 hours long and people can't get involved with the storylines. And, like, the character create, like, whatever, when they keep going. Anyway, development, the character development.
So is this the same thing you rag on Lucas for in his last three atrocious films?
No, I ragged on him because Phantom Menace is about a trade dispute and liens. What the fuck kind of movie is that?
And almost everybody in there that wasn't white was stereotyped.
It's seriously about the Trade Federation's bitching, so they send Jedis to deal with a trade issue. What?
No.
No.
You don't.
That's like, if I don't pay a parking citation, I'm not getting the Navy SEALs knocking on my fucking door. It's a stupid fucking movie.
There's the high five.
And George Lucas can suck all six of my dicks.
Six dicks, man, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
you might have some heritage of a Maryland.
So it's that whole, Anyway.
Sidetrack.
Anyway, we're back.
So, yes, this is the 40th anniversary of Dungeons & Dragons.
Woo-hoo.
So, we're, of course, going to play some Dungeons & Dragons.
Thank you again, Guy Gax, wherever you may
and
be.
And Dave Arneson.
We're
going to start off with some chainmail, Zero Edition. I was going to run everyone through the Blackmoor supplements, Frog Kingdom, I can't remember the exact name of it, the first module ever produced for D&D. But we're going to do 3.5 instead tonight. But sometime throughout the remainder of the year, we're gonna touch on some chainmail, some Zero Edition, rehash some first. Hope it'll go better than the first time. Some fake out a second. We're going to jump into 4th edition, despite everyone here's groaning and grumbling.
No. How about we just skip that and go right to 5th?
And then we're going to play some 5th edition.
Son of a
bitch. Which we play tested the first round of D&D Next way back 4 years ago, whenever when it first came out. So it's being released soon. The starter set just came out last week. So we're going to delve into that too. But we are going to play some 4th edition. I have a setting we're going to play it in to make it funner. So, what's that?
Has it been that long?
It's been a while, yeah.
No, man.
It's been a while.
How long have we been getting together?
At least 3 years?
At least 3-4 years, yeah.
3-4 years. We're getting old, man.
No, it's fucking old. I'm not getting old, sir. I'm a fixed point in time and space.
I know it's been over 2 years for me.
Anyway.
Let's play some D&D.
All right. Ooh. So, tonight we're going to be playing 3.5, 3X... So, yeah, because that's the system we're most comfortable with.
It is.
And there's no Thaco.
Thaco, come on, Thaco.
So, as always, I'm Brad.
I'm Joey.
I'm Solomon.
And I'm Braden.
So, Joey, why don't you tell us a little bit about your character?
My name is Milo Lynn. I'm playing a halfling. I'm a rogue, which is a character I've never played before. So, this is going to be interesting. Thank you. I'm normally the,
Thief, rogue.
No. Normally he is the plate mail wearing coward.
I am the lion from Wizard of Oz as a fighter.
Who never bothered to go to the wizard to catch the heart.
I don't want to get stabbed.
No, bravery. It's all about bravery.
It's courage. Courage.
So I'm going to try my hand at playing a shifty-eyed motherfucker.
Shifty-eyed? Hey, eye level, please. Look up here.
So, Mr. Solomon, tell us about your character.
Alright, I'm playing a dwarf fighter, which is something I sometimes played. In earlier in my career, going with an old name that I've played with is Thorngrim Ironborn. He's a taciturn dwarf who gets drunk all the time. Well, he can't get really drunk, but he tries. But yeah, he's going to be one of those very rough around the edges and very negative.
He's a huggy dwarf.
He's going to be one of those.
I think I'm going to play this strong, silent type. Sorry, the strong, you. Short type.
How about the rogue that's never heard from?
Hey, Mr. Brady.
Just like I'm playing a halfling sorcerer named Cade Hilltopple.
What? A halfling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should have gone with the gnome.
I should have, but the gnomes have got, like, they're better suited for bards in this game.
So?
Are you playing a bard?
No. Playing a wizard.
I said I am playing a sorc, so both of you, or clean out your ears. Halfling sorcerer.
Playing a magic user.
Something I never play.
Okay, this is going to be a casters. Fun ride.
Because casters, although they are... Well, they are. 10th or 12th level, and then like, the fighter's just like, all right, you got this.
Yeah, I just... too much shit to learn. I'll stick with my rangers.
I'll just plug you full of arrows. If you don't fall, I'll throw some of my party members while I make an exit.
I really know how to optimize a ranger, so we're just going to leave it at optimize.
Ass. Optimize. Game breaker.
You mean rape a game?
I can optimize a ranger.
That's it. I officially have new Brad's title. Brad the Game Breaker.
Well, I think Brad the Optimizer.
Which is Brad the Miser, dude.
Which is typically why I run games now.
Yours. Yours. And that's because we tag team you because of all the shit.
I should probably run a game and just fucking break both of you.
You'd be like, did we record that game when you ran it?
I don't think we did.
Joey actually ran one game of Savage Worlds.
And it was a goddamn nightmare.
I played a rogue assassin. And I
who was broken completely
broke that character and completely broke Joey, and he never ran a game ever again.
I might just do it. I might just go down to the local like comic book shop who have no idea what Savage Worlds is, have played 4th edition their entire D&D experience, and just destroy their souls. Give me some semblance of peace from that moment.
No. See, that's when we've had that happen to us in the past, what we do is we use that as a stepping stool to get better and learn to control.
Interesting choice of words, stool. That's what it was.
Was it shit? Was it shit?
I had a good time.
I know I did.
It was a shit time for me.
Absolutely. You cannot.
And I'm hitting again.
God damn it. You rolled the one and still hit. It was bullshit.
Oh, that was an epic game.
Sorry you guys missed it, our listeners. It was a lot of fun. it was just a lot of fucking fun.
Yes. Given the opportunity, I can break GMs very easily.
Their souls.
We'll get into Mr. Brayton's game sometime. So, with my
game,
ranger. No, the ranger, because he knew better. Next time he ran a game, he was like, I'm telling you what to play, because I know what you're going to do to me, bitch.
You're going to attempt to do, and I asked that you not do it. Now, you could have, and I would have made allowances for it. But
I was still even trying to, like, so technically, if I levitate this 5-foot disc, I could stand on it. Since it's levitating, I could move my...
No!
Okay, alright.
I think if I do run another game, I have pre-gens for all of you bastards.
That's fine. You can't really break pre-gens at all.
Maybe there's a reason I ask you guys what your character is and make the character sheets for you. Because it's not just me who wants to optimize the characters. If I give you guys, let's say, a fencing star who's studying psychology.
No, dude.
Who wants an incredibly high hide-and-go-sneak.
Yeah, that argument.
That's every character you've ever played in Call of Cthulhu, sir.
It is.
Academics yin-yang out the ass. He has a pulsing brain. And he's like, oh no, see, I can ninja smoke.
And that's the problem with... See, if you look at my character sheets, I don't min-max anything. I don't have any dump stats. Everything's evenly spaced. I just know how to use feats and prestige classes and how to stack shit really
Do you max out your skills whenever you play a ranger?
No, my highest stat always goes dex, and when I get a bump in my stats, then I'm going to put it in dex.
Right, but I'm talking about, like, your skills.
No, I still, like, on my character sheet from your game, we can pull them out. I had a very high diplomacy also.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Because I actually tried to talk my way out of certain things.
Especially when the bow wasn't working.
Get really serious really quickly?
No, I'm just defending my... I'm not a bonus officer.
One of Braden's games, the... what was it? The Masquerade? the carnival murder at the...
Did we even finish that game?
Murder's Mark. There's one mark. There's one part left of it. I don't know where you guys' character sheets are, but
I had the greatest idea, like, I'm going to hide this. But see, like, I had a good diplomacy in that game.
You had to cut
a fucking purse, too.
That's right.
Because I'm optimized for what I did. My characters study their crafts. But they're still well-rounded. I optimize. Like I had mentioned to you when we were playing that one game when I was playing the way OP Ranger, I would take Monday nights and spend like 4 hours pouring through different books to find what would fit four levels up the road and where to start here. Like I said, if we had kept going that game by like 15th, 16th level, I would have had about 20 arrows per round.
Gelatinous cubes only in your future.
And you gave him that bow.
No.
You gave him the bow.
You did because you wanted to see how it worked out, and man, I fucked it up.
No, what I did is I give him the ability to fuck me. See, there's a difference.
So you handed him the lube.
I handed him the dick transplant from a fucking bull elephant.
I think you handed the lube and just dropped pants and bent over.
I just think the main issue with that bow was, what's my line of sight? Sight. Okay, then. Cool. I like that. So I'm gonna start climbing trees. I'm going to become a skirmisher, so if I jump down...
Yeah. Well, my fault was it was the range increments which should have been psyched, so you don't have any penalties for that. But I didn't bother with that, because I didn't realize you were going to rapey, stabby my game.
I think once I took Deepwood Sniper, you should have been like, okay, something's up here.
No, I have a friend of mine that plays the exact same ranger types, elven rangers that... Shout out to Shane Shepherd, if you ever listen, who plays either a mage that's like... Really? You're casting epic spells at 5th level. It's an inheritance. You know, shit like that. Or he plays rangers that are like... And I mean, everything dies. I'm like... Ugh. So... But yes, I'm vastly familiar with the ranged category. Screwy with my... And that's hats off to you, Mr. Brad. Hats off to you.
Well, you all right, know, let's start making a break in this
time. I think I will run a game for you guys.
Something that would different. Be a first. That yes. would be a first.
Let's see how Brad's going to try to read my mind.
See, if you really want to, like, keep me on a leash, run into rifts.
Ah, see, you'd be playing in my old playground.
I know very little about the rifts, and I'm probably not going to go buy the entire library just to fuck you over. Savage Worlds is easy. There's not a whole lot of books for it.
No, there's not.
D&D 3.5, it's easy, because I have all the books for it. I've read them all. Cthulhu, New World, yeah, I could all day long.
I think it'll be a Cthulhu game.
I will actually read the Necromancer if you do risk it.
I won't be playing Rifts. No, I think it'll be Cthulhu.
I do believe, like, our first podcast, I made it a point to say we were never playing Rifts on this podcast.
Yes, I think you did say that.
We could play it as long as it's been converted to GURPS.
Well, let's just play GURPS.
Then you would play
GURPS. I don't.
We should play more GURPS. We don't play enough GURPS on here.
I'm not a big fan of GURPS.
That's because Brad said no. No. GURPS is super easy. GURPS is actually easier than D&D. It's the character generation that's a
bitch.
Can be a bitch.
Yeah. We can play GURPS Lite. It takes 15 minutes to make
that's
a
That's all we've ever played here.
Yeah, it's GURPS Lite. Yeah.
You've had bad experiences with GURPS because the games I chose to run may have been a little too much. Like the Resident Evil game where you cut half his leg off with the propane tank.
I was out on that one.
That was a good game.
That was a fun game. It was GURPS in this game.
I was just like, God damn, I just cut his... Oh,
the system's easy. You just need 3 dice. That's all you need. It's very easy, very quick, very fun to run. You can make it as real as you want to, as not real as you want to. As light or as heavy as you need it to be. It's very, very good game, but... Yeah, character generation can be a nightmare. But there's really good ways to get around that and still get lots of points without really doing anything you're not supposed to be doing. Like, if you take certain disadds, but you just make sure that your health's high enough, the disadd will never, ever, ever come into effect, so you'll get those extra bonus points from your advantages.
Like your side.
Alright, so we'll have to make some DM pause if I run another GURPS game. Brad, you're maxed out at 10 points for disadvantages. You cannot take 40 like everyone else.
Why not?
I can make that work.
I have a bad sense of smell, but I have acute vision.
No, I think it's epilepsy. It's a really good dis.
Yeah, it's a health roll, because if you fail the health roll, but if your health's high enough, you never have to worry about it. But if you, it's like a 20-point or 10-point dis.
Yeah.
And if your health's like at least 12 or 13, you're probably not going to have too much of a problem.
Because I think it even specifically says if your health's over 12, you don't have to roll on it, unless it's like something catastrophic. Then you have a roll on it, but you get a bonus to it.
Like you so played the first epilepsy. PlayStation games on a big screen. That would have caused an epileptic fit.
So like, epilepsy would never come into effect, but I would get all the ad points for it. It's a way of optimizing.
That's called breaking.
That's a little min-maxing there. That's obviously a dumb thing to get high on.
And we are celebrating Gygax's legacy, and we're sitting here talking about GURPS.
Gygax was kind of a dick, though.
He was a horrible dick.
Okay. All right.
White Plume Mountain even dumbed down for
That's
us?
Not him.
That wasn't?
No.
No. Oh, Tomb of Horrors. Tomb of Horrors. Tomb of Horrors. Fuck that game. Tomb of Horrors,
man. You.
Your no, first fuck you. You talked me into going into a sphere of annihilation. Hold my belt.
No. All right. No. I'm sorry. Who is the more foolish young Padawan? The fool or the fool who follows him? To quote Obi-Wan Kenobi?
I think your exact words is, I got this. I haven't played in a while, but we're not going to run into too much trouble. First thing we do,
walk straight down there, 45 minutes ahead, checking every goddamn tile on that floor. Walk right into a sphere of knowledge.
Just got obliterated into the universe. Thank you.
No, there is a distinct possibility we have a roll percentage chance. There is still a percentage chance.
I have a fear of belts because of that.
I thought it was your childhood. There is a percentage chance that we could actually mentally reconstitute our atoms just like Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen.
Okay.
It did happen, remember? That did happen. Then he got the all-seeing goggles and looked into the sphere of annihilation.
Oh, and then he went insane.
Yes.
Yes. Let me put on these.
And look in there.
You know everything there is to know in the known universe. In the known multiverse. You go comatose.
Let's get back on track.
Was that Mastermind? Didn't that what Dark Phoenix did to him?
Pretty much, yeah. 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 Gave him all the knowledge of everything.
The cosmos. She's like, oh, you want knowledge? Here, bitch. And he just kind of drooled on himself for months on end.
Did you actually explain your character?
Alright. You're just halfling sorcerer. I didn't go into background detail or anything like that. There's not.
Well, that part of our story will develop.
Exactly.
During the game.
Exactly. Exactamundo. Cowabunga.
Alright. So we meet the turtles. Do we meet in the usual dank tavern?
No, we're not doing that shit.
I don't know. I want to drink lots of beer.
This is going to be the first D&D game, I think, ever, where we're not meeting in a tavern.
We're all hiding underneath something.
We're hiding underneath the door.
Hey, can I have some of this Mountain Dew?
Funny, we're going to go up to people and talk to them, and they'll be like, are you children? Because we're all under 4 foot something.
Dude, I'm 2 foot.
I'm 5 feet.
Two foot ten.
I'm tall for, well, not that tall for you.
What's your tall? 5 foot? Yeah, mm-hmm. But you're probably 5 foot wide, too.
All right.
You walk into a wall. Oh, wait, it's a dwarf.
So.
Dun, dun, dun.
A cool breeze drifts down from the towering peaks of the Serpent Coil Mountains as you behold the entrance to the caverns. The frost-rimmed ground is littered with tools. You all right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm intently listening.
With tools, picks, and shovels, some of which protrude from the soft banks of snow. A single darkened shaft leads into the depths of the mine ahead. The dirt path beneath its wooden support structure is covered with stone debris, a few pieces of which occasionally glint with the slightest hint of ore. No light issues forth from the tunnel. Burnt-out torches are strewn across the floor, their brackets torn from the shaft walls. Behind you, the worn road leads back through the crags to the valley below. Aside from the quiet whistling of the wind, complete silence fills the small clearing within the mountain.
Dun, dun, dun.
So we're at the opening of a shaft.
Yes.
A darkened shaft.
So it's a mine?
Big dark shaft.
Yeah.
Wizard? Can I have a touch of light here?
You're gonna reach your finger up and touch the sun?
Don't you have dancing lights?
I could have, but I'm not no fucking wizard.
I think they took magic missile out of fifth.
Okay.
Which is just weird.
Probably because it's OP.
It's like the only good spell you get as a wizard.
First level? Yeah. Everything else is like,
So the three of you are unsure completely what brought you to this mine. You know, you've heard strange rumors about it. Sun's gone missing. Weird creatures coming in and out.
I wasted with my crossbow.
Wow. Oh, shit, but here the three of you stand on the precipice of a dark shaft.
I say tally-ho.
Of course you would say tally-ho. I say your name's Thorgrim. Thorgrim?
Thorn.
Thorn.
Like a thorn inside.
Thorngrim is your name.
Okay. I'm Milo.
I'm Milo.
Milo.
Should I have a character voice, too?
You could. Maybe you got big balls. Maybe they dropped early, and so you got a really deep voice for a halfling, so you sound like a normal...
Hello, ladies.
No, you sound like a man. Instead of a...
I doubt many females are listening to our podcast. And if they are...
That's not what, I'm not even...
There are actual females who listen to our podcast.
I'm not even talking about that.
They like us on Facebook.
Ah, they liked us on Facebook?
Yeah, we haven't... Should,
it's because of the Irish voice I did.
Yeah, because you haven't done anything with our Twitter.
I am
still not doing anything with
I am completely baffled by Twitter.
We had game designers and publishers who had signed up with our Twitter, and you just let it go to waste.
Ooh. I thought you took over Twitter. I tried to put a period in there.
I'm sorry, I'm busy running the website, keeping our archive going, posting the damn thing, coming up with the games.
Allowing us to be able to use the recorders.
Okay.
Mixing, editing.
And I'm beating feet trying to talk to all these local game stores to see if they'll want to sponsor us. So far to date, the only one that's willing to do that is Wild West Games.
So, shop at Wild West Games.
Yep. As long as we put a disclaimer on our Facebook page, not for anyone under the age of 18.
It's on our homepage.
Right, but I mean, if we post anything on their page, then, you know, disclaimer. So.
This precipice, this shaft, this...
dark, dank hole filled with dead goblins and dwarves.
I'm ready to pillage.
Rogue. You're a rogue.
A little short to be pillaging, aren't you?
Sticky fingers.
That's not pillaging.
Milo's sticky fingers.
That's nice.
Sticky fingers.
So everyone give me a wisdom check.
Straight wisdom?
Yeah.
Best 2 out of 3?
No, just 1.
There we have it. Brayden's back on 18. A roll.
17.
Alright, you guys both remember...
No bonuses or anything?
Not strength.
Well, I mean, you get your bonus from your wisdom.
Okay, so 18.
You guys both happen to recall that on the way here, you got those strange vials full of the night vision stuff.
I have dark vision.
I hate torches and shit and having to worry about light, and it's all dark in here, so...
Okay. Well, I have light.
Oh! I remember.
Boop. Oh, yeah.
Let's go, guys. Bottoms up. Yup. Down the vial. Start sneaking up.
Alright, let me turn this back off real quick. Hold on, Mr. Popular. Okay, so the tunnel is 15 feet wide and 10 feet tall. Anyone want to give me a spot check?
That should probably be the rogue, because I have no clue.
I got 15.
I got a 19.
Cool, DC 15.
Did you roll a natural 20?
No,
that's 17.
It's the only good roll of the game, though.
You blew it on a fucking spot check.
My other should have missed.
So you can see from looking in, the wooden supports to the tunnel are chipped and torn, as if having been damaged in a recent battle. Further examination with your newly found eyesight reveals they're also stained with blood. And there's nothing really of value here. There's just some old picks and shovels.
I really don't need this since I have third vision.
And it goes down further?
Yes, it extends quite far.
Okay. What's the angle degree? Well,
do we need a rope? I have my...
No.
My shield. Take out my dwarven...
I'm pulling out my crossbow and... Not
dwarven war axe, setting it on my shoulder.
I'm 16, I'm playing with my staff.
He's playing with the staff. Shit. He's playing with the staff in front of the shaft.
By all means, this is leader. This, right. By all means, let our leader, our faithful dwarven leader, he's taller than all of us.
Which means blocks our line of sight, which means we can't see around or under him because he's basically a square.
Yeah. I'm going to poke out. I'm going to walk in the hood.
Walking into the...
All right, you're playing with your staff. You're poking.
I'm putting on my hood, and I got my crossbow, and I'm loading an arrow as we're about to walk.
That was a literal translation. I was probably twirling it, playing with it. You know, it's the only weapon I have is the staff. And I'm young, so it's not going to be like,
sure it's not your baton?
Huh?
Sure it's not your baton?
Probably a twiddle stick.
I'm walking into the,
okay.
Premises.
No, I was already at the premises.
And I'm marching in right behind
walking
him.
In now.
So you guys start walking down, and it's a pretty slight grade.
Great.
Nothing major.
But I'm you're trying definitely to avoid going any blood.
Down, like, under kind of the little mountains where you're at. So it's not going in, it's just going down. Like, you're definitely going underground. You're loving this, because you're used to this shit.
I want to make sure that I'm being very careful where I'm stepping so as not to step on loose gravel and...
It's not really... It's like mud, dirty stuff here.
Okay. Dirt. So I would be slipping on blood and then slide down a shaft into...
There's broken stuff. There's no bodies.
How's the air again? Is it stale? Does it smell of death?
Not where you're at. It's just... kind of smells earthy.
Okay. So probably farther in is when we're going to be smaller.
So you're walking... quite a long distance. Your best guess is probably about 120 feet before the tunnel opens into a small, roughly rectangular chamber. Scattered chunks of silver ore surround an overturned pair of wooden carts. The lower half of what appears to be a human body juts out from beneath one of the cart's edges. It shows no sign of movement. Dried blood is smeared across the northern wall in several places. Exits lead to the west and the east.
So if you know what it is, shut up. Don't say anything.
I investigate the body. Okay. Is it actually human?
Can I stop you? Can I do it? No, I can't do that.
Go check the traps.
Check the traps. I'm a rogue.
It's a dead body under a wheelbarrow. Who's going to fucking trap that?
Hey, we don't know.
We don't know.
So yeah, it is a human body.
Okay.
It's dressed very similar to the people in the town that you guys passed on the way up here, in Duvix Pass.
How fresh is the kill? I guess you could say, how badly decomposed is he?
Not real decomposed.
Okay. So there's like rats nibbling on him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the only thing we should do is rip through his pockets.
He's up to about...
The dwarves held the dead under high regards.
So, I mean, he's kind of pinned in the waist, so in order to get his pockets, you've got to move the car or get him out of there somehow.
I want to check the silver ore.
Okay. There's good chunks of silver.
I want to appraise it.
All right.
You said there were shadows or something on the far wall?
Blood stains.
Blood stains? No, is it? Some splatter analysis. does it look like it might have come from his body from the wheelbarrow falling on him?
You can't really tell.
Okay.
It's smeared at different heights.
Okay, but is it old, fresh?
It's not within the recent hours. It's not, you know, walking up and looking at it, nothing's wet.
Okay. I can only tell it's blood, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ten. All right.
You can. It's definitely silver.
Good grade.
It's, yeah, but I mean, you've never seen a chunk like this, so you're not quite sure of what it's worth.
Alright, go to the west and listen.
I'm gonna reach into my bag and pull out Raven, our familiar, put him up on my shoulder.
Okay. You're familiar? Is he your rat?
No, Raven. His name's Midnight. Since we aren't doing the introduction to the whole, we meet at a dusty old stank tavern or whatever, you know, you guys know who Midnight is.
Yes.
Okay, so you go to the door onto the west side.
West side?
And give me a listen check.
I don't think I hear anything.
Nine. You don't hear anything. Yeah, there's a door there.
Both sides or just one?
Just the west side.
I'm going to walk up to the body, and it does have pants on and stuff like that.
From what you can see.
I'm going to try to look around on, because if it's an overturned cart onto him, you can see half his body, and then you can see the other half.
Well, it's a mine car, so it's a good size.
It would probably take three of him to lift it up.
Yeah, and then...
Probably one of you, actually.
Oh, the silver ore, I don't know if I want to pick up because it might be too heavy.
It's a good chunk of silver.
We probably pick some up on the way out.
I want to go ahead and break out one of my torches.
Why? We have...
I understand that. We have dark vision. But to get a better idea of what the surrounding is so it's in pure light and not just...
Oh no! This was a really awesome spell that he gave you.
Oh, okay. Really all awesome. Right, never mind. So it's yeah, okay. Dark vision with color.
Should we go right or left then?
Well, I'm checking.
We're behind the door.
I'm checking the door. Is it a hinge or a,
it's a
like a loop
knocker pull thingy?
Yeah, let's see if it's locked.
Okay. You start to turn it and it's creaking a little bit, but it's nothing's engaging like it's locked.
Okay. Kind of pull it open.
Okay. As you look inside of it, you see a large square room with four long wooden tables, each with a bench on either side. On top of the tables lie a number of wooden bowls and eating utensils. In the southwest corner of the room, a small stew pot steams over a fireplace carved into the floor. A pungent odor hangs in the air.
I'm hungry.
And you should also see some kobolds in here.
Wait, some kobolds.
Can I do a sneak attack?
No. Do they notice me?
No, because they're busy yapping in their high-pitched, barky things.
Are we going to be able to hear that once he's opened the door?
Yes.
Okay.
And from your vantage point, you count nine.
Well, do we want to enter this little room, or did we actually just want to close the door and kind of drop? So does the door open inward or outward?
Let's say it opens outward, so you pulled it open and you looked.
Right. So if we wanted to pop something against the door, we could.
Boom. Hide behind the door. Boom. Hide behind the door.
Oh, all right, we're going to go kill things.
All right, are we fighting?
Yes, we are.
All right, well, let's...
I guess we're rolling for initiative?
We are rolling for initiative, of course.
If
you're shooting first, you do have surprise, so you can go ahead and get your first shot off.
Okay. The door's opens outward. He's behind the door. I'm going to reach around him and aim and fire.
You're gonna aim? Shit, there's no aim rules in this game.
No.
Forgot.
He only gets one shot, so.
I'm gonna fire at the closest one. Can I do a headshot?
No cold shots.
No cold shots. So.
assume
that would be a
that.
4.
Wow, I guess they know we're here now.
You can do that at first level?
Yes, sir.
That's fucked up. Fuck sorcerers, man.
Summon monster 1.
Jesus Christ, that gross. What? You can summon a monster?
Yeah, summon monster 1.
Why the fuck did you say that first? We would have sent a monster in there to rile them up and...
So you want me to waste my friends? Is it a distraction? You guys have known this whole time that I can summon monsters.
Okay.
Remember, we're not meeting in a tavern and all that other stuff.
Alright, what was your roll?
4. He totally missed.
Yeah, you, man.
Do we need an initiative?
In fact, they were drinking, one was drinking from the bowl, and then boom!
I don't even think the shot was that good.
He goes, boom!
That's impressive. 4?
Yeah, I guess shitty dice.
Well, we're supposed really to roll initiative. That one up, but he has his... this first shot.
Surprise round.
Yeah. So I'm backing back behind.
Summon monster 1 and...
That still seems missile. Incredibly high for first level. Summon.
All the spells I have access to, I'm pretty sure.
All right, so everyone roll for initiative. Oh, way to go me.
I'm going on a 16, 12 plus 4.
I'm going on a 20. Are you really, really using your dough dice?
You're 16?
Yep.
I'm just dice light right now.
13.
Lucky number 13. Wah.
All right, so the kobolds react. They all grab their spears. And they start running towards the door, all 9 of them. Joey, you are up. I'm sorry, your name was Milo. Milo, you're up.
Alright, try to fire again.
First level wizard sorcerer spell. Oh,
I believe you. It just seems incredibly...
Oh.
I rolled a 5. I cannot shoot with this fucking crossbow.
So somehow you managed to miss all 9 of them.
And I take a 5-foot step back, so as they come to the door, they get smashed.
Yeah, I don't
know. Well, they're...
Plus 4.
I'm controlling the amount of people coming through that door.
1, they come out.
Yep.
You're standing... They're right here, right they're right here, the and I'm right here.
Oh, you're looking for the other thing.
Names.
Oh.
Alright, so Kate, you're up.
I'm in the process at the end of, I guess, my round or whatever is when this will be finished.
Okay.
So I am, you know, deep in concentration, trying to come and summon one of my friends from the nether.
Nos, Orapus, Nectar.
All right, Thorn, you're up.
How far are they from me?
The room itself it's not a huge room, it's just a little eating area. So they're coming up.
How wide is this door?
Standard door.
Okay. Well, I'm going to place myself in that door frame, so they actually have to run through me to actually get past me. So they're not getting past me. And I hold my action for the first one to come within X shot. Boom.
Okay. So 4 of the kobolds raise their spears and throw them out.
Hopefully they're bad shots.
Okay, 8 for the first one.
Miss.
You said 9 cobalt.
15 for the first, or second one.
Miss.
17 for the third one.
Miss.
20. Give it, I want to hit you.
And dope. That's a 1.
That's a critical failure. He throws and hits 1 in the back of the head.
I think I have that in here somewhere. Zombie Town. There's the GURPS game I ran. And hey, there's the GURPS light.
They're right there.
What do you know? I guess I took the fumble table out of here.
Boom.
He trips.
Black.
As that happens, they trip. You notice that the other 5 kind of stop and they're running towards the door in the back of the room.
Damn, there's a door, another door.
All right.
All right. So, Milo, you're up again. He's completely blocking you at this point.
I thought he's behind the door.
No,
he's in the door.
I wedged myself.
He is the door.
He opened the door and stood in it.
Can I on top him and fire?
Gonna climb.
You think
like
you're mad enough?
I'm going to attempt that. Can I? Do I need to do a climb check or?
Well, you are using a crossbow, so you can actually lay prone and fire between his legs.
But I'm wearing a skirt.
Just don't let him fire up.
So, if I get one, he's manhoodless.
Climb, you're dead.
Climb the dwarf. Just climb
I'm
the dwarf.
I'm gonna climb on top and fire away.
Yes, give me a climb check.
Because it's muddy and you can slip and fall next and you hurt yourself.
That would be a 12.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
15?
He hit something.
15?
That's it.
Alright. Three?
Three. Alright. You plug one right between the eyes.
And take a 5 foot step back.
Then he goes down. No, you'd have to be dismantling at this point.
Dismantling.
Yeah, you're not.
And you're not dismounting right now.
Okay. Now, with him blocking the door, does it completely cover the view?
Right now, you have a door with a halfling on top of it.
Okay, but as far as like his width, is he covering the full amount of the door? Can I
five?
That's just, let's say standard door is about 36 inches,
okay,
give or take. This is a mine; it's probably not going to be too much bigger than that. He's probably going to be probably shoulder to shoulder, pretty damn close to that.
Okay, but I mean, is there a possibility I could? I just need to be able to see.
You can. You can see
five. And I'm probably 2.5 feet.
We'll say there's you got about 7 feet tall.
Yeah, line of sight's the only thing I'm worried about.
We're
I'm
about 7 feet
about, you know,
tall right
we're
now.
About shooting something through there. Okay. All right. So, do I see the other ones? Because I'm behind him. Do I see the other ones making toward the back door?
Well, palsy
no, you can't
rogue.
See that from the hearing.
Okay.
A palsy rogue.
And he hasn't mentioned anything. So
yeah.
Don't say anything.
So at this point, you're the only one that's seen them jump to the back. You realize that you're missing some now. There was a lot more when you first saw them. Now there's only like four of them here.
Five of
them. That thought
four
probably would occur to me, but I probably would still be concerned with the ones that are still in front of me trying to eat me. Or
back door!
So you are going to have one hell of a time trying to swing your axe with him on your shoulders.
He's on this side.
Either way.
He didn't specify, I'm guessing for stability, he's probably got his legs wrapped around your head.
Standing on it.
Bull rush!
Wow. Well, at least it'll clear my line of sight.
Yeah. So if you perform a melee action, there's going to be some negatives to it, obviously.
Okay.
Next time, climb onto
end of my round. Is when that spell would have went off.
So, it should be
so right before my next action is when it will appear, and then I'll be able
to casting my times one round?
Yeah, I believe so. Double check.
If he moves forward, that would automatically cause me to do a tumble.
You're going to have to give me a dex check to see if you stay on him, if you don't know if he's going to move.
I couldn't just perform a tumble instead of a dex check?
No, because you don't know what's happening. You're not prepared for it.
Yeah.
So I'm saying therefore perform a tumble check.
You'd have to perform a dex check to see if you can keep your footing.
Okay.
He's dim.
No.
You can do the acrobatics if you're prepared to do it.
Okay.
If you're not prepared and like the ground just suddenly shifts real fast, you have to make sure you can keep yourself stable.
Okay.
Moving in.
Okay. Give me a dex check.
16.
He makes it.
I'm still riding tall!
Casting time is one round.
Okay. So you should be going off now. We're in round two.
Riding dirty.
That's it, the first round. We just finished round two. Or we're getting ready to finish round two.
Right. And once at the end of that is when that'll appear, and then I'll have my next action.
So. Alright, so are you rushing in?
Yeah. Kind of. I'm aiming for the back door. And I'm going to take out.
The back door is going to be, you have to walk, read away from the tables. This is the room here. You guys entered here. The back door is on this side.
Okay.
So there's a table.
Like a normal
push
like,
tables off.
Mess hall.
Are the tables bolted to the ground?
No, but they're quite stout. They're not definitely not made for kobolds. And yes, we're just going to say kobold, because I'm sure everyone in D&D realms knows what the fuck a kobold is, so...
You see these strange little creatures.
They look like lizardly dogs.
You have no idea what they are. You see a large reptilian thing with wings. You have no clue what it is.
By the way, it breathes fire. Lots of fire.
I always hated that. I'm like, you need a kobold. I'm sure everyone knows what a kobold and gnoll is and all that shit.
Right. I mean, the common stuff, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Nobody knows. I mean, very few people...
I've never seen an Adolith in my life.
Or a Mind Flayer, an Illithid.
Yes.
I mean, you know, whispers, but actually seeing one, hell. Anything that mass procreates like a fucking cockroach, you've probably seen a few of them, because they're like an infestation.
Yes.
Fucking eye of the beholder.
You've seen a bugbear. You've seen an orc or two. An ogre. You've seen some of this stuff. So, yeah. You know what a kobold is.
A titan?
No.
Alright. Well, I'm... Charge up to the nearest one and swing.
The thing I loved about the old chance of occurrence, where it was from common to ultra rare and shit like that, chances of a demon prince showing up on one of the levels in your dungeon, yeah.
Almost everything in those old books is like rare to ultra rare. Mm-hmm. It's like, Jesus Christ, is there any monsters in this world? You're fighting another barmaid!
That's common.
Second edition's bad with it. It's like, there's nothing I can ever use in any second edition game, because they're all, like, rare.
Yeah.
So is a halfling monk with four toes.
I don't know how he lost his toe. Alright, just swing at one.
Okay.
So he's moved in.
And I miss.
And you miss.
Well, I will place my fire beetle, giant fire beetle or whatever, by the one that is...
it's my turn.
Oh, sorry. So you go before 16?
I'm last in line.
I went next.
So you've attacked, right?
Yeah. So okay. Now it's his turn.
Oh, you're last in line.
I'm last in line.
Out of the three of us.
Okay, how many actions have you had?
I've had one action so far, considering I held my action the first time.
This is second round.
Not including his surprise round.
Yeah. Not including that.
Okay. So, where do I go in the second round?
You were at right after Milo.
Okay, so if...
I'm trying to tell you, this is the second round, so if it's one round of casting time, you should be going off now.
Right.
And that was the next round.
Well, okay, never mind. I misunderstood what you're talking about. So, yeah, that's fine. It summons at the end. I mean, it's one round casting time. So at the end of my round is when it shows up.
Oh, it should have showed up before his dex check. Him moving.
Okay.
So is it now on you, or...?
No, I mean, it's wherever I was looking at it. So where I look at within range, and that's where it summons up out of. Okay. So we'll let your monsters go, and then I'll get my action.
All right, so... Two of them are on you with their little spear since you're running after them. That's a 1. And that's a 12. Alright, another one throws a spear at you. Oh!
It knocks him off my shoulder.
So that's an unnatural 20. Does that hit your AC?
Does 20 hit your AC?
Yes, it does. By 1.
Good God.
For 3 points of damage.
Whew, you're half dead.
No, that's slightly.
It's in first edition.
Does he fall? Does he tumble off my shoulder?
He's already off.
Okay.
All right, Milo, you are up.
Wasted with my crossbow.
That's a hit.
18. Boom. Plus 7. And I'm aiming for the fucker who shot me.
He goes through him.
And it blew his head off right off.
Blip, blew his fucking head off.
I was pissed.
Kate, you are up.
Alright, my little fire critter shows up. I'm telling it to attack.
Wait, did you say your little fire cutter?
Well, it's a giant fire beetle, so which means it's probably about this big. It's monster summoning one. It's not like
it's about a 30-pound dog.
Yeah,
but it's a giant celestial beetle, so it's
right. Attacking one of them. I don't have the monster manual, so couldn't tell you what it does. It just did sound
cool. Excuse me while I whip this out.
And for my round this action, I will be pointing another one and going blip.
It's the third edition one, so.
Magic missile?
Yeah.
Magic missile.
So I have a magic missile flying at one of them, other than the one he's attacking.
You just have to roll for damage on that, right?
Yep. And that would be 4 points of damage, sir.
And it dies. There's one left in this room.
The fire beetle's on it.
And me, something that applies to you. You remember how I handle magic, right?
Well, wait a minute. Refresh my memory.
There's no three spells a day. There's no... You just keep using that shit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Magic missile?
I think it's so completely fucking stupid that if you're a fighter, you can swing that sword all goddamn day long. But it's like, well, I used magic missile for the third time. I'm going to go take a nap.
Peace out, guys. I can't do nothing much.
You know, I think more of the mana system.
Well, and then
depending
once,
on how many mana points you actually accumulate, you can.
Like, cantrips, first level spells, all you can fucking do it all day long. When you start getting higher ones, once you expend your 3 a day or your 4 a day, you have to roll for the hit. Because it's taking something out of you, it's harder for you to do it. So you have to roll to hit like everyone else does.
Okay. Let's not put everything in. It's going to be a challenge rating 1.
I'm front of the back door, laddie.
This is a great time we need,
music?
No. We can provide music. Dun 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 dun.
Ah, I see. Well, normally I don't play one of these. So
yes,
I am
that's
sorry.
Almost like this would be a great time to have Jordan here because he's a rules lawyer and probably knows the books better than any of us.
Well, he knows magic better than any of us. That's what
he does. And want to talk about someone who likes to rape games.
He doesn't like to rape games. He just likes to put an edge on it. That'd be vermin.
There's vermin.
It should be like the video games where you're running along and
giant
you
fire nice beetle small.
When you're in combat, it's heavy metal music.
I'm just trying to tell Brad we need a soundboard.
No bonus to initiative. So.
Why does 2d4 do this?
Yeah. Or just get one put on a tablet?
If it hits, you don't have to roll down.
Alright, well, it. It has a plus one.
Oh crap, this is trademark music. I don't have the
oh shit.
Oh, is it trademark? Oh, okay.
Pay no attention to that.
That was a figment of your imagination. Now back to our regular programming.
Sorry, David, John, and BioWare.
We gave credit. Boom.
Yeah, we do need a little bit of that.
We should get a soundboard, or you can set up a tablet where it's connected to a speaker, and all you can do is hit a button.
Yeah. I was gonna do that originally. I was gonna have the computer and just have like everything sync up to that, so I can run the music, do different like and like specific fight music. For
that would be awesome.
16 hit.
Yes,
we had brilliant ideas. We
and
don't have the time
the
to execute.
Fourth is done. Well, it'll work out better once I get my table done and we can move the party into the garage with the sound system in there. And the
to save complications, I will be overusing magic missile.
Okay.
Unless you want me to keep using...
No, man.
Okay.
Again.
Because...
He's got his axe all time.
Right. The duration on this is 1 round per level. So it gets one chance to hit. If it misses, it dies.
I'm aiming for the back door.
Okay. You guys see him... plowing right through to the back door.
Where's the snare
drum? In the garage.
We need that snare drum.
There we go.
That was a wonderful addition. Every time one of us made a horrible pun, it was there.
shame they weren't plenty.
Okay, so I noticed there were four here, and originally I think I saw nine. So there's five on the other side. I'm hurting pretty bad. I don't want to be rushing into anything.
Well, I'm not hurting.
So you get to the door, and it's the same kind of doors, the one you guys came in on.
Is it already opened, or is
no,
it...
No, it's closed.
Is it locked?
No. You checking?
Mm-hmm. Can I do a listen check?
Yeah.
As well?
Mm-hmm.
See if I can identify a number of different voices.
Yes, give me a listen check.
Where is... That would be a 13.
Okay, you hear him opening the door.
Wow, nice touch.
Simultaneous actions.
There's a locked roll.
Did I see anything on the other side of the door?
Yes, you see a storage room. A little descriptor here for it. This long, narrow room is lined with shelves, loaded with foodstuffs and supplies. Heavy burlap sacks are piled atop one another in the corners of the chamber. A few have been torn open, leaving spills of oats and flour among the floor. Several barrels stand in clusters near the far north wall. Give me one second. Oh, well, it was supposed to be locked. Oh, well, they're saying it wasn't.
Oops. I don't know my own strength.
Whoops.
Lock.
It's like one of those shitty doorknob locks that you could just, if you just have enough pressure on it, pops.
I've done that. I've actually broke the door to my, the handle to my bedroom.
Oh.
Cook.
Can't get out of my bedroom.
Alright, so it looks like this room goes 30, it's about 35 feet long and 15 feet wide.
Any critters running around in
none
there?
That you see.
So obviously there's a passage that continues further.
Nothing you see, but there is the store on the sides of you is lined with shelves in the very back. Bunch of barrels.
Ooh, they could be hiding.
Can we cross over to some? So we've got some kobolds hiding in the barrels, huh?
Might be.
All right. So, what are you guys doing?
I'm looking side to side and moving in slowly.
I'm gonna be watching his back essentially because. I'm hurt kind of bad, because 3 points is a lot for my character, so I'm just going to be a little bit more...
So you're behind him?
Cautious.
Okay, yeah. And he's blocking away. I'm going to tap him on the shoulder. Don't you hide in the shadows.
How well lit is this room?
It's pitch black. Everything's pitch black.
Yes. You gotta remember they can see in the dark too.
So. Right, but you have something to hide behind.
That's why I'm behind him.
But you have to be hiding. The whole sneak attack thing comes from the premise of hiding behind something. Yes.
I forget. I'm like, yeah, jump on him. No, my character doesn't do that.
Your character could do it.
Can I do a hide? I guess. Hide. Eight plus 18.
Yes, the barrels don't see you hide.
I disappear.
It's so a ninja.
All right, so you're looking. You're about 5 feet in.
Yeah.
You don't see anything on the ground.
I see, and well, actually, I'm not calling. I just know.
Does it smell bad?
I say an orc.
It smells like shit.
I say, or come out, wherever you are.
As you say that, you see a little hand reach up from behind the barrel and pull a rope.
Oh, sweet. Shit.
Well, as you do this, you guys get pelted with pounds and pounds and pounds of flour.
That wow.
Completely obscures your vision.
That's a new one.
As right. you hear.
Okay. I can take it.
Yeah.
Be fine. 14. Six, 11, and 3.
They all miss.
But they can't see either with that flower.
I'm gonna wrap my scarf around my face. Right. I'm not breathing in.
From there, from that point,
it smells like poop.
This place smells like.
It's right. If you're okay. behind me, if you're behind me, I'm moving back into the other room.
So, okay.
You'll feel me. You'll
then
feel
it
me,
is pitch black in here. Right?
You'll feel me.
Yeah, but everyone can see.
Okay.
You'll feel me pushing you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking back. Back. I'm walking.
In common. I speak and I say, "Cover your eyes."
Doink.
You guys know.
Dwarven? I cover my eyes.
Sorry. Let me rephrase that. Shield your eyes.
You guys should know Dwarven. Come on. You're hanging out with a dwarf.
I do speak Dwarven. And Draconic, and Goblin, Halfling, and Common.
Smart ass. I mean, intelligent person here. Alright, closing my eyes.
Alright,
so yes. I can't see anything anyway because I got flour in.
Is it completely obscuring everything in the room?
Yeah, those big, huge, couple bags of flour that had some
cuts or whatever.
You can't really tell what's going on right now, but the flour hit.
Okay. Seeing as far as I can see through this dense cloud of flour, I summon light.
You can see probably about as far as the person in front of you.
Wow. Okay.
It's a dense cloud, though.
Okay.
It's a very rudimentary trap, but a pretty clever one.
Right. I will hold my action until it clears a little bit, and then I will cast light.
So there's no light source in this room?
No, we're using dark vision, and so are they.
Okay, we're starting round 2 of the flower cloud.
Okay.
Are you guys making any actions, trying to do anything?
No, nope, I'm still...
Okay, he's
I'm
stepping still out of the room, and I feel him, so I start to step back out of the
pushing
room.
Pushing into the other room, just holding act, you know, basically if they come out, I'll fight, but...
Okay.
I'm just holding it right there.
17 hit you?
With my shield?
No. Alright, you have your shield up and ready. What about 20?
Reroll and hit the floor.
17.
Yes.
11.
Yes.
19.
Hit something else.
And 20.
A good place for that.
Alright, so two of them managed to just fire blindly.
What, they don't get negatives for firing blindly?
Okay. Their room, their trap. Did you find your 20?
Mm-hmm. For 3 points of damage.
I go down.
Just kidding. I was like, oh god.
Well, you made a shitty door. It's the worst tank in America. What, did you make out of cardboard?
So we were allowed to make actions during that? Making actions. I'm not a fighter. I'm not a fighter.
You're making actions?
Or remember that, Joey. You're not playing a fighter.
So the dust cloud has settled now.
Okay.
And you can see all five of these little bastards perched up on the barrels in the back of crossbows.
Sweet.
Can you see him? Yeah, but I can't. You're
well, I'm...
All right, you stepped out. I'll cast light right at basically the base of the barrels. Like where the ridge is, where they're aiming.
I think it's initiative time then.
Okay.
We're doing other stuff.
Counting holding my action? No.
15.
Well, it was more. The first round was kind of surprised. Second round, no one was really wanting to do anything. You couldn't see to do anything. It was more like, get the fuck out.
Okay.
But they're just.
Gotcha. I go on a 20, babies.
Wow.
15.
11. I go last again. I'm not surprised by this.
You guys actually go last this time.
Hmm?
You actually go last this time. Alright, Mr. Cade, you're up first.
Let there be light.
Okay. Then, it's hurting all of your guys' eyes at this point, because it's dark vision and this incredibly amount of bright light.
Well, you didn't say close your eyes.
Yeah, it says shield your eyes, but I mean, it's still gonna fuck with us. But they're adapted to this, and they're not expecting light. So, I'm hoping that it affects them more adversely than it does us.
So, you definitely hear cackling dog shrieks.
Rah!
Yeah, when the light comes. How long does your light last?
I think it's 10 rounds per level, but let me double check.
Alright, you guys are going to have some negatives if you're going to fight this. Simply because you're used to the light, but it's been so dark and you have such a different thing right now. It's night vision and someone turns a flashlight on.
Yeah.
I have my shield in front.
Ow.
Who's up next? You guys?
That was a cantrip, by the way.
Milo.
I'm up.
Yeah.
Can I step out from behind him and then try to fire?
He's already out of the way.
Can I? Well, I guess then.
Since you're pretty much in the doorway right now.
Okay.
10 minutes per level.
Oh Jesus!
Wow, it's going to be there for a while.
That's actually one standard action.
Okay. Since I'm hiding.
Well, you're not really hiding anymore.
Okay. Well, I was behind him. He backed out. So
he backed out. He said he moved out of the way.
He said he was backing out of the room.
Yeah,
back there. I'm into the other room.
For future reference, I will have to make sure that I make that amendment to that. It is cast on an object which can be thrown or shot from that particular point.
Yeah, I thought so, bro. You flip the coin. Who cares?
You put it on the barrel.
You cast it on the coin. You flip it in there.
Okay. Or cast it on the barrel. Yeah. Well, no, because I have to touch it.
Oh.
Range is object touched.
This is Thorn. This is me. He moved back.
Yeah, that's not what I heard, but we'll get it's whatever.
Okay, that's because I was trying to hide behind him. So I guess
I know, but like with the thing and everyone moving.
Okay, so where do you want me? So we're fair.
Give shit. Put yourself wherever you want. Put yourself.
All right, then I'm gonna do this and fire, and then step back in.
Okay, you're gonna take -4.
-4.
Because you can't really open your eyes right now.
Okay. Then I'm not going to do anything.
It's going to get progressively better.
Okay. Then I'm going to attempt it.
Hopefully better for us than them because they're adapted to darkness.
That'd be a 19.
-4.
-4 again because they have cover.
So I missed.
11 plus what's your modifier? Did you roll a 19?
Rolled an 18.
Plus
okay,
a
so
1.
So that's 10. And you got +1 to hit? No,
so,
you got more than +1 to hit.
So it's 11.
No, you got more than that because what's your dex modifier? It's ranged. You get your dex modifier to hit with a ranged weapon.
You do?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've been...
That's because you're used to playing a fighter.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
So then it is...
You have a total of -8 to hit. You rolled an 18, so that puts you at 10. 10. Now
so
your
it's
bonus
a 15.
Is... 15. Does a 15 hit their armor class?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure you change that modifier.
Yes.
Yes, because your dex should be like, what, 19?
My dex is 20.
Okay. That is 4.
Plus 6 total, because he's got a +1 because of size modifier.
Yeah, it's...
So it's actually 60.
All right, and you hear a loud shriek...
On the attack, the range attack?
Yeah, because you have no base attack power because you're a rogue. You won't get another one. You won't get one of those until second or third level. But you have +5 because of your dex, and you have +1 because you're small. You have a +1 to your attack modifier because you're small. So that's a total of +6, so it's actually 16. But I mean, I'm just...
They're small creatures also, so the size... They're small humanoids, so it doesn't count for that.
It doesn't?
The size modifier.
Yeah, they're small.
Small to small is just normal.
Yeah. I thought it was, if you're small, you get an automatic +1 to hit.
No, these are ranged
creatures.
Oh, okay.
Normally, because you're fighting normal-sized humanoids, so you're going to get a modifier to that.
Okay.
Is 13 a Tracy?
Yeah.
Oh, natural 20.
Ooh.
That's the normal. I'm not confirming the crit on that one.
Thank God.
For 3 points of damage. Actually, you got, there's two of you kind of in the same spot.
Give,
so.
Give it to me.
Your odds are evens. That's even.
So I'm still at 5?
They're firing blindly.
Right.
Literally blind at this point, because it's so bright. They have a little bit of comfort because they're behind barrels and the thing's just before the barrel, but the lookout.
I was like, I gotta find a health potion, which I don't think I obtained.
I don't think any of us have obtained, so we may have to rest. We got dark vision potions. We should be thankful for that.
We got a perfect room to rest in.
All right, Thor.
We just have to clear up the inhabitants. So there's 4 of them left, or?
You're not sure.
Okay. Well, there's a lot
you
of
heard,
light in
you
there.
Heard one scream a minute ago, but you can't. You still can't really see. All
right. I'm going to step back and just wait for my eyes to actually adjust a little bit.
So you're fighting defensively?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's going to take 3 rounds for you guys to be pretty comfortable without too many negative modifiers.
I see them, though?
Not right now.
I can't see them at all?
No, it's because you've been in the dark with the dark vision, so this is like fucking supernova bright right now.
Right.
But you guys are going to get used to it. It's going to take them double the time to get used to it. So 6 rounds for them. Without the modifiers, 3 rounds for you guys. See, I like games like this where I can just make rules up because I'm so comfortable with the system.
I start cursing at them in Draconic and remind them that their mothers were warthogs.
Warthors?
Warthors. Scaly warthors.
They go crazy.
All right, so is that your turn?
Yeah, because I can't see him.
Milo?
I'm going to try to fire blindly again.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Roll again. Okay, roll again to confirm.
19.
Minus 2, minus 4.
Okay, so that's minus 6, so your 19 now becomes a 13. Plus your 5.
So it's 18. An 18.
That is a confirmed crit.
That's a confirmed crit.
It's dead.
I'm going to roll. Don't roll.
I'm going to roll.
Okay.
4, 8.
Yeah, it's dead.
It's times 2.
I understand it, but why are you rolling a d6?
Because it says d6 for the crossbow. The
crossbow should be a d8.
Now...
Well, it's unless it's a hand one.
It's a small one because I'm tiny.
So it does. You so theirs should small be one. Doing the same thing.
Theirs unless D8s.
Theirs is doing D8s. They might be having like regular sized crossbows that they're lugging around.
No, they have light crossbows.
Yeah,
that's what this is. It's a D8.
You should be doing D8. Yeah.
God damn it.
I was going to say size modifier. My staff does less damage, but that's because it is literally smaller.
I thought I did.
But he's wasted anyways.
Yep, you wasted him with your crossbow. Should be fun this one, I think.
Weapons. My crossbow. D6 for small, D8 for medium.
Huh. They're firing with D8, so.
Alright, well.
Can I fire a D8?
I don't give a shit.
Because he's Honey Badger.
I don't give a fuck.
Ow, son of a.
I'm hurting and I'm pissed off.
Alright, you hear another yippy dog scream.
What are they saying, by the way?
I'm gonna take
my face! Anybody else speak Draconic?
No.
You hear one say, release the weasel.
Wow! Release the weasel? Prepare for incoming!
Giant weasel comes out. Ah, heck it to death.
Could be a dire weasel. Fuck our wagon.
At first level, I don't think it's going to be a dire.
Dire weasel's still about the size of a German Shepherd.
15, hit anybody's AC?
Nope.
Mine?
I don't think you're... Are you in line?
I'm a rogue with
you guys all hear more crossbow bolts start coming. And Thorn?
How many rounds has passed so far?
This is the second... This will be the end of the second round.
All right.
So everything's... You're starting to get, like, the outlines of everything, but nothing's, like, clearly focused, so... Range attacks are at -2 right now.
Take my one of my daggers and throw it.
Okay.
We shall see. I've never seen a dwarf throw a dagger. I did it through axes.
That's a nat 12. Really not that much. His strength, so that'd be 16 minus 2 minus 4. Right? Minus 2 minus 4 is what you said. So minus 6. So 6. 10. Miss.
Blinky.
But now they have a, weapon.
They've been firing weapons at us the whole time.
You hear thunk. And you guys all start smelling lamp oil.
Oh, shit.
Where?
That was what was in the barrels.
They're firing from?
Yes! Just light the place up.
That's funny. Those barrels have lamp oil.
Awesome.
Do you have fireball?
These guys are morons.
They're kobolds.
Does magic can magic missile?
No, but can't ignite, the but. Summoning fire beetle will, because they radiate fire.
Don't you already have one?
It only lasts for one round.
Oh.
Only first level.
Oh, shit.
Net 20.
16 inch AC?
Nope.
Nope.
Still got smacked with something, though.
Yeah. Ooh. Alright, you feel something clench onto your leg. Takes 7 damage off.
Good God!
I actually go down.
Is he really?
Fuck. You see what you know to be a dire weasel.
What'd I tell you? What'd I fucking tell you? Dire weasel. Dire motherfucker. About the size of a German Shepherd, right?
Yeah.
My grandpappy had one of these as a familiar. And he toppled quite a few hills, hence the name Hilltopple.
Kate, you're up.
Alrighty. Wow, that's a perplexing dilemma.
Summon fire beetle.
I think getting the thing that's gnawing his leg off is probably important first, so I can bearably see this thing chewing on him.
Yes. We're at the beginning of the round. You guys have complete eyesight back.
Alright. How far away is it from you? Like 5 feet?
If that.
Okay. Magic missile. 5 points.
Oh, very good.
Is it down?
No. This is the boss at the end of Zelda level 1.
I hold my crossbow. I just pull up my dagger and just... Because I'm next to him.
Well, if you're...
Can I do What is it?
I don't think you're high enough level yet.
Sneak attack? I think it's a different
one. Sneak attack, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Can you? If you're flanking...
Well, I'm right next to him.
Technically, I'm not...
Oh, that's right, because you're unconscious. Zero. Yeah.
So he was on one side, you were on the other, so technically he's flanking.
All right, yeah. Well, then if you automatically get sneak attack.
And he was going for him, so chances of him seeing you...
Probably, so, go ahead and... Out.
No, he didn't see you.
So he's got a minus four? His AC is four less than... Because you're sneak attack.
Jesus. I fucking blew that one.
Why didn't you roll the other die?
No. Oh. Did I take my fudge roll?
That's Braden's game.
God damn it. So, I don't think I have an attack bonus for a dagger.
Did you take weapon finesse like I suggested?
No, I took sneak attack.
Yeah, he couldn't at this level.
Oh, that's right, you gotta have at least a plus one.
I do have point blank shot.
That's like for
fire into combat.
Well, why didn't...
You know you can use sneak attack and ranged attacks as long as they're within 30 feet, right?
No, he's right.
Obviously.
I don't know how to play these fucking characters.
Okay.
So, what do I need to do?
Well, probably not have used the dagger to attack with because it's using your strength modifier because you haven't taken weapon finesse yet. So you could have been point-blank range and went, and then you would have probably had your range bonus to hit him, which probably would have hit with that because he had a minus four to his AC. Then you would have got sneak attack on top of the regular crossbow damage.
Okay. So I missed. I got five.
Welcome to G.I. Joe Academy. No one's half the battle.
So again, you got your...
Is there firing blindly? Okay.
So now it's the Weasel's turn. Yeah, this is the boss of this area.
Okay.
Me?
No! No! Odds and evens. That's not your 20.
I'm dead. Fuck you, Brad. Fuck you and your damn loaded dice, you cocksucking motherfucker.
This fucking module.
This weasel's fucking net 20, net 20, net 20. 13.
It hit.
Plus 7.
So that's a confirmed crit, and I'm dead.
Not necessarily. I could really fuck up my bite here.
Yeah, whatever. Are you rolling a D6? Are you rolling your Simpson D6?
No.
Okay. I'm
that's
dead.
6.
I'm dead. Like I said, I'm dead.
You're the only one left.
Plus 3 times 2.
So that's what?
18 points of damage.
Yeah, I am literally dead.
He's a spider.
I have 5 points of
throat attacked.
So I'm going to...
You know I was at full hit points, right, Brad?
He's a smear on the floor.
I am going to...
Listen, last time I rolled for the Dire Weasel, I rolled 20. Never in a million years would I expect to roll another 20 on the very next roll for this character.
Yeah, I would.
And then get maximum damage.
Yeah, I would. You like to kill characters.
I don't like to, it just seemed to happen.
You like to kill characters, that's
which
why it happens.
You should get me in GURPS, because the goal is to roll low. I don't roll low.
Okay, I guess it's my turn then?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to waste it with my crossbow.
Sneak attack.
Sneak attack then.
How many hit points are you at now? Are you negative and losing?
I'm at zero. You were at zero, so now you're at negative one.
Uh, 17 plus 5.
This is medium, so you get your bonus. So it's plus 6.
So plus 6.
So...
That hits?
Yeah.
That hits, yeah. I'm just
so
to
now you roll a D8 less. And a plus a D6. No strength modifier, though. D6 and a D8.
6 plus 1 to that would make it 7. Plus
why are you getting a plus 1?
It's the damage on the crossbow. It's a D6 plus 1.
It actually should be a D8 if you're rolling that.
So it's a D8 plus 1?
No. You either get a D6, which you're using for a small weapon, or you're allowed...
There's a reason I have plus 1.
It's... point blank shot gives you a plus one.
To damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
For attack and damage.
Okay.
If you're within 30 feet, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your precise shot is what gives you the no negatives to firing the melee.
Okay.
Alright, so yeah. Alright. So that's 7.
8, 9.
9 points damage.
And it goes right through its head and shish kebabs into the wooden thing.
Am I the only one in this?
No, area? Here's the situation at the current time. You have two, from what you can see, dead companions. And your best estimation, 3 live kobolds still in their firing weapons.
That's what I was going to say is, both my comrades are on...
this side of the door.
This side of the door. The kobolds are on that side of the door. I'm slamming that fucking door. Slamming that fucking door.
There's fire in there first.
Huh?
There's fire in the fire pit. Oh, I thought there was a fire pit.
There's no fire.
There was a stew. There was a cooking
fire.
There
was a stew.
And it was cooking.
Since I have a dagger, can I wedge it in the door?
So well, stew pot steams over a fireplace.
But that would mean how badly... Are you bleeding? Do I see that you're bleeding?
He doesn't know how dead you are.
Right. To give you an example of what you see is my throat completely cut open from it latching onto my throat. Didn't bite my leg, didn't bite my shoulder, it went straight from my throat and tore it out.
So you're fucked.
He's a blood stain on the floor. That's
all. He was Max Crit. He jumped on you.
So where is the pot of fire?
Directly to your left.
Can I take a 5-foot step and kick?
Kick what?
Kick a piece of wood, like a
hammer. Throw it down the hallway. You smell lamp oil anyway.
Yeah, I was gonna pick it up and chunk it.
No, you're right.
You doing anything else besides just chunking it?
Slamming the door and grabbing the front.
It's a good idea. Because if you recall, something similar has happened.
Yes.
A few years ago.
And I apologize for metagaming, but I wanted revenge for my character dying.
So, you throw. You hear some screeching still in some weird yippee language. And you slam the door. When you instinctively know what's coming, duck down. Basically on top of your fallen, one of your fallen yeah. comrades. When you hear...
and the door goes.
The wooden door shot off the handles.
Yeah, seen from the Matrix.
The heat is unbearable as the entire room catches fire.
Yeah. The flower.
Since he's so round, can I roll him?
He was a big giant explosion.
He's not round, he's like a Lego.
Flower.
Brick.
Plus oil.
Okay.
Plus lizard dogs means hot dogs.
He doesn't need to be stabilized.
Yes, sir.
If you're at 0, you're already...
He's at -2 now.
He's at -2.
Do you have first aid?
I do not.
Give me a heal search check.
Nine. God damn.
Yeah. Spot or search?
I have... can I try a spot check?
No, he did a search check.
It was a 9.
Good, the DC was 7.
Don't forget your ranks as well.
He did.
Wow.
As you're trying to kind of roll him over, you feel you're like, oh shit, he did bring those health potions. And that one that we got, that was Restore Life.
Wow.
I'm gonna.
Now we're playing with
the
brain tank.
I'm gonna open his mouth, pour the health potion down, and then Restore Life, just dump it down.
Well, let's be honest here. If this didn't happen, this game's over the next 5 minutes after that fucking fireball went off.
I'm gonna pour the. Since he. His throat's been ripped out, I'm just gonna pour the. Restore
Life. Pour it down the hole.
The hole. Pour it down the holes.
Just his new
trait.
That's
his weasel lip. Jesus. While I was trying to rape and pillage his body, I discovered...
Does Midnight suffer any adverse effects if I'm the one that dies?
I think so.
Ah, 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 ah.
DRT.
So, you're back.
Midnight okay?
Yeah, he's fine.
Okay. Whoa, what happened?
You got fucked. I just
all I remember about. Is this I big dog-like thing clamping on my leg. What?
Here's where we get back to Brad.
No, no, no.
I need both of you guys to make me a fortitude.
No problem. This way I'm going to talk from now on.
You get over here.
I got 13. Does that pass?
What did you get? Yeah.
No. I'm trying to talk like Mo from The Simpsons.
18.
13 pass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't technically know anything's going on, so.
Oh, shit.
What just happened?
Does Midnight avoid me like I have the plague?
No.
Okay.
He's like, happy!
Especially not a burning plague.
Wow, what happened in the other room?
Really?
Can what? Anyone guess the name of the module?
Burning crotch rot?
No, no.
Fever blisters? Dr. Demento?
No.
It's, what is it?
It's the Burning Plague.
That's the what?
The Burning Plague.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So somewhere in time, Johnny Cash both went through time and a dimensional porter to come back here to sing a song with that burning ring of fire.
I just thought he was talking about what his butthole felt like after eating Mexican food.
Or put it in the wrong slot.
Burning plague of fire.
I have work at 9.
Alright, tough it up.
We're about to... I think it's a good spot to call it. We could clear out one room.
Yeah.
Had some fun things happen.
Yes, Brad killed two of the three party members.
Fucking Saturday I have to come. I have a naked coworker got me to work Saturdays.
That's it.
Okay.
That's funny.
Fighter, DPS, tank DPS, need a healer.
Actually,
the healer wouldn't have done anything on any of that.
Mine was
an insta-kill.
I made my character as a tank. He's more of a tank than anything else.
You going Dwarven Defender?
Yeah.
All right. You lawful neutral? Because I don't see you playing lawful.
Neutral good.
I think it's as long as you're not chaotic. Go with Dwarven Defender. So we can do this. Yeah, you ain't passing, bitch.
Yeah, if I hadn't nicely given you guys the, let's just go ahead and get your shit fixed, we could have just called the game shortly, because, yeah, they were coming after loud sounds. And,
oh, yeah.
What do you mean, whatever's left in here?
Because you guys haven't been east yet.
No.
Well, he just sneaked out or something.
He would have, if he was smart, he would have just got the fuck out of there. And then the game would have been over.
And then right about that time, our second cousins twice removed on our brother's side would have showed up, and I would have been Cade Hilltopple the second.
And I would have been Grimthor.
Said, hey, heard news that
my cousin got killed in a bomb explosion around here.
No?
No, sorry.
Oh, shit. No. All right, so we're calling it there.
Yeah, let's call it there.
I just think it's funny that, two of us died in the first room.
Can't be anyone.
It's so, level one
terror. No, you know what it is? Right here. You know what it is? Brad has learned everything he possibly can from previous old school D&D modules, and he knows how to wipe a party in the first room.
He's done that with pretty much every game.
Yes, he has.
You know what, though? At least the reception for that was way better than the reception I got in White Plume when you guys got wiped in the first room.
Yeah, I told you to fuck yourself, and I'm in it. What do you mean?
I was not here for that.
I summoned, what was it, a giant...
You summoned a great white shark.
A great white shark. Couldn't hit. Nothing. Never. Missed every single time. And it was the only thing that was probably going to keep me alive, because I was not a wooden, but a... Fucking those
Treant.
I was a druid, but I was using.
Weren't you a Warforged Treant?
Yeah, Warforged Treant. Or Warforged.
Warforged.
Druid.
That is That's actually so funny.
This is your little box of dice right here, Mr. Solomon. Is that yours?
No, that's not mine.
Well, thanks for joining us for Gamesters RPG Podcast.
Sorry, it's a short game.
We'll continue on next week with more of the Burning Plague and more of the killing PCs. I mean, TPKs. Shit, I mean the game. So, as always, I'm Brad.
I'm Joey.
I'm Solomon.
I'm Braden.
And may your beer stay cold.
And your dice stay hot.